Have you ever thought about how a candle burns? Blue as it breathes in, yellow as it lets go. The candle's flame isn't a thing, but an event, a reaction between fuel, breathing room, and a little spark. The candle pulls the wax from its body and offers it up to the flame, as if to say, "Take this and make me you." The candle risks the burn to share its warmth and light. It would melt just to flicker for its lifetime, sitting beside you to hope and heal together. Its small and sacred flame stands for peace and remembrance. It burns with confidence in the little spark that got the whole thing started. The candle has fascinated and soothed us for generations, casting light on the shadows and illuminating the pages of our history. Not once has it panicked when the world's gone dark. It only keeps on burning, offering what it can give to feed its flame and light the world again. We sit at the edge of our future. This could be the day before global peace, the eve of a liberated humankind, the dawning of the most loving solutions to our problems. So we need you to share your flame. We need you to fuel the beliefs you'd be willing to melt for, the brilliance and beauty inside of you burning to be released. You felt it, haven't you? Fleeting as it may be, that little idea, the curiosity, a little friction even. Close your eyes, find it in your body now, and stay there. That's your wild spirit calling, and it's telling you of your purpose here. It's the spark that could start your fire. So let it turn up the heat. Illumination requires combustion. Feed your ideas, seek the answers to your questions, let the oxygen flow through your frustration and anger. Mix hope and purpose, motivation and intention, drive and desire, and put it in your fire. Use the contrast between what you see and what you want as a spark, and aim your fire in the direction of your values and intentions. Have the courage to stay true to your mission, even when it's dark outside. You can be the slow burn that grows more powerful as you fine-tune the alignment between belief and action. Or you could be the spontaneous combustion that takes the world by surprise. Either way, you can change the world, starting right where you are now, in your own body, in your own living room, with your own people. Let your light dance in the shadows. When you face failure, opposition, or doubt, when no one gets what you're doing, when it feels like it's not enough, breathe. Allow the smoke to clear and clarify your intentions. Then, offer up whatever you have to feed that little idea again. Let things heat up and put it in your fire. And let it burn, baby burn. How else will we ever find you?